Daddy's favorite. This is Mr. Candle. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening, boys and girls all over the world. I'm here sitting on your individual bedside table, a glowing candle, to tell you stories that I experience as I travel around the world visiting boys and girls in their homes and in their world all over the earth. It's a glorious experience and a wonderful time that I have. I was talking to a little boy the other day, and his name was Daniel. And he was his daddy's favorite. Now, Daniel was a happy boy. He was about 8. And he was always doing things to make his dad happy. He was always running to get tools for his father, running to get the paper for him, running to get his slippers, running to do everything he could for his father. And one of the neighbor kids says, "Hey, Daniel, why are you running to get these things for your father all the time?" And Daniel said, "I love my dad, and I want to make him happy, and I want to do all nice things for him." "Yeah, but aren't you sort of making him special, making him something, you know, that's just for you alone or something like that? I mean, sort of getting snooky-snooky with him, you know?" "No, this is my dad. And, you know, my dad is wonderful. My dad is a great guy. My dad is the greatest dad in the world. And he deserves to have me go and get his slippers when he comes home from work. He deserves to have me go and get the things for him on the workbench when he's working under the sink. And he deserves to have me stand by and be his helper." Now, what do you mean by "he deserves"? I mean, does he own you? Does he possess you? Does he maintain you in some? Well, he does all those things, but not really. He doesn't own me because I own myself. Hey, that's pretty heavy stuff. Yeah, well, I own myself. I make the decision. I want to do these things for my dad because, may sound silly, because it makes me happy. Well, it makes you happy to wait on your dad hand and foot. Yes. You know, I look at my mother, and my mother loves our home. She loves our family. She loves each one of us, and she waits on each one of us hand and foot. She teaches us how to do things that are good to do, but she waits on us hand and foot. She does things for us before we even think of doing it for ourselves. And, you know, I'm sort of taking the sample that my mother is giving, and she is doing all these things because she said that she has this special big word that is very important to her. Ha! Huh, big word? What's that, Daniel? The big word is unconditional love. Oh? What's unconditional love? Huh. I can't imagine anybody unconditionally loving something. What's unconditional love? Unconditional love is when you give without expecting anything in return. You give because it is fun to give. It's your nature to give. You give because you are a happy giving person. It's just a wonderful thing and you love it. Well, who loves just giving and doing for others and stuff like that? Well, a person who is unconditionally loving does. Because has your dad ever done anything good for you? Well, sure, of course. You know, he bought me a bike and he takes care of me and he takes me for a walk in the park now and then, stuff like that. And when he comes home from work, he says hi and gives me a hug and a kiss and then goes to sit in his chair and what have you. Well, did you ever do something for your dad? Did you ever come running up to your dad and say, "Hi, Dad, I love you," as he comes home from work? Did you ever run up and grab him around his leg and say, "Dad, you're the coolest guy. I tell you, you're wonderful. I'm 8 years old. I can reach higher than his leg." Okay, then reach higher than his leg. Reach him around his waist and give him a big hug. And just give him a hug because you want to hug him. That's what I do with my dad. And, you know, I don't think I'm Daddy's favorite, but all the rest of the kids think I'm Daddy's favorite. And, of course, all the rest of the kids could do just what I'm doing, too, if they learned unconditional love like Mom teaches it. And Mom says that if I unconditionally love everything in my life, I will always enjoy everything, no matter what it is, no matter how tough it may be or how much fun it may be. I will always enjoy it. Well, Daniel, you sure got a good mommy. Yeah, and I got a good daddy, too, because my daddy does the same thing. When you see my daddy and my mommy together, you think that they're just a couple of young kids having a good time together. You don't think that they're mature mothers and fathers who have children and who are old people already. They're just young in heart. They're young in spirit. They're young. And, hey, you know, that's the way I always want to be. But, Daniel, you're 8 years old. You are young. Yes, but that's what I always want to be. I want to be just like my mommy and daddy. I want to love just like they do. I want to be just like they do. Well, I can see why you're your daddy's favorite, that's for sure. Well, I do things for my mom, too. And I do things for my brothers and sisters, too. But perhaps not so enthusiastically, but I do it. Because I don't want them to think that I want something from them. All I want to do in my life is to give, give, give happiness, give harmony, give peace, give love, give joy. Daniel, that's big talk stuff. Well, I listen to my mommy and daddy talking that stuff, and I'm just sort of picking it up and making it mine. And you know, it's kind of fun, isn't it? Oh, Daniel, you are the cat's meow. Cat's meow? Hey, that's old people's talk. Yeah, I was looking at an old people's magazine the other day from way back in the 40s and the 30s, and they were saying things like that. Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, I just like to sit at my daddy's knee and have him read the paper to me and have him tell me what he did during the day and tell me the things that are going on in his life because I love him. Dad, that's a good idea. I think I'll try that too. Don't try it. Just do it because you love him. Yeah, I love him. He's my dad, you know. Okay, Daniel said, then do it. Oh, hey, boys and girls. Here comes that Mr. Sandman. I can see him right through the window. He's come up the front walk now. He's got his bag of pixie dust. And that bag of pixie dust that Sam the Sandman has, he's going to drop into your faces and on your bodies, and you'll fall asleep with such lovely dreams and such beautiful thoughts and such beautiful things. Now, jump into your bed and grab your mommy and your daddy. Give them a big hug and a big smooch and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then let him go. Now, there comes Mr. Sandman. He comes right through the wall. He didn't even open the door. My goodness, Mr. Sandman, you're a magical guy. You bet. You always do this way? You bet. Mr. Sandman, you sound kind of definite. You bet. Well, what are you up to now? I'm dropping pixie dust on every child that I see. I think that's wonderful. So, boys and girls, have a happy dream now. Have happy sleep, knowing that you too can be a Daniel of the most beautiful, wonderful, fantastic caliber. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you. This is Mr. Candle saying good night.